Welcome to the revolution, friends. What is going on? We got another week here. Holy cow. This is just flying by. This is crazy. And we've got a really special episode today. We have two incredible guests. And so we're going to get right to it, which first off, if you missed some of our last episodes, they're all available online. Head to civicmedia.com, search the Rational Revolution. Last week, we talked to Congressman Mark Pocan. He's incredible. I said that was probably one of my favorite episodes that I recorded, because what an incredible, kind, just a genuine dude. And it was such an honor to talk to him, and I really hope we get to do it again. He talked about coming on the show and doing a Project 2025 whole episode, and so we are working on setting that up, and I hope to do that here before the election, because that is some information that does need to be shared. However, we have a very, very special guest here. For the first couple of segments here, we have the Harris Walls campaign manager for the state of Wisconsin, Mr. Garen Randolph. Dude, oh my gosh, hi.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for...
I'm a little worried because you said Mark was your favorite episode, so I gotta, I don't know how I'm feeling about that.
Hey, we got time, man. We can turn this around. No, I'm sure you've met him. What a guy. Like, what an awesome, just a genuine, wonderful person.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are lucky to have him represent Wisconsin, and I think that, you know, he's been a great friend of the state of Wisconsin and a great friend of our campaign. You know, he's been out working just as hard as anybody for the last, you know, year or so.
We
appreciate everything Mark does.
He really has been. We kind of talked about how he's crisscrossing the state, and just, you know, his travel schedule is nuts. So what a good representative of the possibilities that can happen under a Kamala Harris and Tim Walz administration. Which, speaking of.
Absolutely.
So you, which by the way, hey, hot off the presses, I've got a statement here and I want to get you to react to it. You, I'm sure, have seen it, but, from Teamsters Joint Council 39, the Teamsters of Wisconsin, they represent over 15,000 workers across the state of Wisconsin. They have endorsed officially, Tim Walz and Harris, excuse me. And the statement reads, as vice president of the most pro-union administration ever, Kamala Harris worked with the Teamsters and other unions to pass the historic Butch Lewis Act, which has saved pensions of over a million retirees to date. As president, Kamala Harris will build on those efforts and work with Congress to pass the PRO Act, ending union some of the most egregious union-busting tactics for once and for all. In contrast, Donald Trump tried to gut workers' rights as president by appointing union busters to the NLRB, advocating for national right to work, and Trump's Project 2025 would go even further. They keep going on, but they said they are proud to endorse Harris Walls for president and vice president. What say you about that?
Yeah, look, Mark, we are honored to have their support. I think that it is important to have the local union support, right? Like, these are the workers, that the union that represents workers here in Wisconsin. And like you said, over 15,000 workers across the state, and they're on board for the campaign for the same reasons that we've been talking about. You know, there are two very clear visions for this country in this election. You know, one is the vision of Vice President Harris and Governor Walz that is working to, you know, lower costs for middle class families, working to protect our freedoms, working to make sure that our democracy remains intact. And that is a pretty clear contrast with the other side of this. You know, Donald Trump is pushing a dark backward vision for the future of this country. You know, that includes an agenda that gives him unprecedented, unchecked power to go after his political enemies. It goes, gives him a chance to do the same thing he did when he was in office last time and give handouts out to corporations and his rich friends while leaving middle-class families behind. He's going to continue to attack health care. He's going to continue to attack reproductive rights. He's going to continue to undermine our democracy if the elections don't shake out in the way he wants it to. So I think that it's a real honor to have the Teamsters on board. We've seen unions, elected officials, organizations from across the state joining the campaign. I think that you're just going to continue to see more and more people joining the charge here, because there's a lot at stake this November, and all these groups know that.
Yeah, and it was they do point out as well in their press release that the Joint Council Executive Board they unanimously endorsed Kamala Harris. So I mean that's cool too. And I'm a child of a union. My dad was a mailman for how many years? So I understand, you know, what's at stake here with unions as well. But so we got less than 50 days to the election. How is your stress level?
You know, we're doing all right. We're excited. You know, I think that we're in the home stretch here. I keep telling people today's day 47. We've got 47 days to elect the 47th president of the United States. So I just told the team that this morning. The stress levels are just as high as they always are at the end of a campaign, but we're ready. You know, this is a team that is not new. We've been building this for a long time now. This is the same team that has had a lot of success over the last few years here in Wisconsin. This is the team that delivered the White House to Joe Biden in 2020, delivered the governor's mansion back to Tony Evers in 2022, flipped the Supreme Court last year. Like, we have been doing the work for a long time. This didn't just start with, Vice President Harris's campaign or with President Biden's campaign, frankly. A lot of these staff were here. These are the same people that know how to win Wisconsin. And we have the biggest infrastructure we've ever had. You know, there's almost 50 offices across the state. We've got staff on the ground. The staff on the ground are mostly organizers talking to voters, and not just talking to voters in Milwaukee and Madison. You know, we've got organizers in all counties that Donald Trump won. We've got offices in counties that Donald Trump won. We are leaving no stone unturned, and we're making sure that we're talking to folks about the stakes of the election. So while the stress levels are high, it's going to be a close election like it always is, but you know, we know what the stakes are. We've built the team to do it, and we're excited to finish this off and get the job done and beat him again, just like we did 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was midweek last week. I was called by an organizer from Oconto County. That's where I live in that county. And like, it was a great conversation because I was like, hey, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're doing Lord's work up here, man, because this is not exactly like super blue. So, you know, I didn't realize that you had 50 offices. That's crazy.
And I do think it's important to point out, you know, that's a great example. We're not just talking to Democrats with our team. Yeah, we are talking to independents. We're talking to Republicans. Like, there is a home in our campaign for Republicans that are over the craziness here. There's a home that for people that are tired of the chaos, for Republicans that aren't supportive of this radical 2025 agenda, Project 2025 agenda. Now, we are reaching out to everyone across the aisle, and we are building a coalition of folks that isn't just your normal Democratic base. You know, we are talking to voters in every corner of the state, regardless of what party they are and regardless of where they live.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the theme for today's show is reaching across the aisle and building that coalition. So I'm sure you know my background, but I was a chairman of the Brown County Republican Party. And, you know, in everything that I tried to do, it was like try to bring people into the tent. The Republican Party loves to gloss themselves as the big tent party, which now is absolutely not the case. But it's really, you know, falling onto the shoulders of the Democrats and trying to, you know, build their sphere of influence, open up the tent to people that are, like you say, disenfranchised. How is that going?
You know, I think it's going well. You saw in the debate last week, the vice president mentioned this, you know, like there's a lot of people that are over this. You know, there's a lot of people that are tired of the divisiveness that we've seen over the last 7, 8 years, whatever it is now, years of Donald Trump running for office. People are ready to move on and have, you know, stop thinking about this crazy and, you know, negative political rhetoric and start having real conversations about moving this country forward. And that's what our campaign has been about this entire time. We're not litigating past elections. We're not, you know, airing past grievances. Kamala Harris is a vision for the future of this country. And that is a vision for the future that, you know, is making sure that middle class families have a chance to not just get by, but get ahead. You know, it's making sure that people maintain the freedoms that they've had for years and that we're not taking this country backwards. And that message is resonating. You're seeing that with Republicans both in state and nationally. And I think you kind of hit it on the head where with the bigger tent here. I mean, when's the last time you had Republicans speaking at the Democratic National Convention?
Right.
Like we are making sure that we are bringing people in here, and people are responding to that message. You saw a letter earlier this week with 100, you know, Republicans nationally supporting the Harris-Wallace ticket. You've got former Trump cabinet members that are coming out endorsing us. You've got, you know, former Republican elected officials like Liz Cheney coming out. You know, how often do you see those people endorse
and
Democrats?
And her dad.
Right? Like it's not. Yeah. This is not about Democrat versus Republican. Right. This is about right versus wrong.
Yes.
And I think I really do, like you included, like I do applaud the courage of Republicans from across the state and people, you know, current and former Republicans that are willing to step up and say, hey, this isn't right. You know, we have to turn the page here. And we are reaching out to those people actively. And I think the response has been great.
I think that, you know, And obviously, we don't want to look ahead, but of course, that's what I mean. We do that, but like the Democratic Party has such an opportunity to open their tent and to expand not just people who will vote for Kamala Harris, but people who will vote for, you know, Elizabeth Warren, and people who will vote for Tammy Baldwin. And I mean, like Democrats all over the place, you know, Pete Buttigieg, all of them up and down, wherever they are, they have such an opportunity to grow their party and grow their grassroots organization. As long as, you know, God willing, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz win, how do they keep this? How do they keep this momentum going and keep these people, you know, listening and engaged?
You know, I would say I've had this conversation with people before, and I would say that the Republican Party had an opportunity to move past Donald Trump.
Oh, God, they did. Yes.
And they did, right? And so I think you're exactly right. Like, these people that are completely disaffected by what's going on that side they're the people we're talking to. And I would say, you know, you mentioned a bunch of national Democrats, but I also think it's important to point out, like, we have huge opportunity in state right now.
Oh, yeah.
We have new maps yeah. for the first time in a very long time. And part of the infrastructure that I mentioned earlier is the same infrastructure that's working to elect Democrats to the state assembly, to the state senate across the state. And you're going to see the fruits of that pretty soon. I think that we have a real shot to make a dent in, you know, in the state legislature and have a state that looks very different. And having a state that looks different will make it, you know, a lot easier for Governor Evers and a lot easier for soon-to-be President Kamala Harris mm-hmm. to help deliver for Wisconsinites. So I think that's important, too. So I do think that we have an opportunity here to talk to a whole new group of voters that are listening to us. And I think that it's an opportunity to bring folks into the tent, not just for this election, but for moving forward. You know, we are showing a different vision than the Republican Party is. And the Republican Party's vision that they're pushing this election is out of touch with what Wisconsinites want. That's just the case. You know, people are not into this Project 2025 agenda. It is radical. Right. Like, people do not think the president should have unchecked power. You know, people think these are things that are basic tenets of our democracy. And I think that we have a real opportunity to, you know, reach these voters right now and have them moving forward.
We do, yeah.
And Representative, we're gonna do everything we can to do that.
Right, exactly. Representative democracy is a cool thing, and we're going to continue this discussion here on the other side with Wisconsin campaign manager for Harris for President, Garen Randolph.